This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ann Smith Grahada.
We are inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and with us, Brian and Terry Kinder, residents of Little Rock, but boy, people who are all over the state of Arkansas and beyond. Welcome.
Thank you
very much.
Singers, songwriters, educators.
Just about everything.
You will be at the Fayetteville Public Library on the 27th of October. It's a CD release party for a very appropriate CD release.
October 27th, and we're releasing Spooky. That's our eighth CD release, and it's just full of spooky songs.
Were either of you, both of you, fans of scary movies growing up?
Oh, absolutely. I was.
Absolutely not. I do not like scary movies.
The first cut on the CD is Spooky Movie Marathon, and I was there Friday night. I could not wait till Friday, and it was like a badge of courage to say I stayed up and watched Frankenstein.
So the old Universal Home.
Oh, yeah, the old black and white movies, and I loved them. And they were scary, but they were fun.
It says sounds and poems.
There are two poems that precede songs. One of the poems is Bump in the Night, and it's very short. I might even recite it for you now. They move about, yet somehow remain just out of sight, making themselves known when all is quiet, then instantly vanishing when you turn on the light, the things that go bump in the night. And after that, it moves right into a song called Ghost, which is about me and my 100-year-old house that I lived in.
Okay. So the poems are kind of like segues into the songs.
Exactly.
Got you. Well, also, it says sounds, and there's somebody making a werewolf sound.
How? That is me.
That is you.
I made all those werewolf sounds.
Really?
And absolutely. You're looking at me like, show me.
I mean, you're more than welcome to.
Well, you know, most people think a werewolf just goes, ooh. But actually, it's, you have to get almost like a little bark in there. And I did it at a volume one, but when I recorded, I turn it up to about 10, and, you know, it put a little reverb on there,
yes.
And it works.
Regular Lon Chaney.
Oh, yes.
A couple of the tunes on Spooky are spooky.
That's
some are very silly, but some are...
Some of them, as we tell the kids, will scare your socks off. And it's funny, teaching this week with first graders, they were holding on to our legs as we were leaving the room. Please play Ghost Tree again. Oh, and I've had kids more than once say, Mr. Brian, that song scared me. Would you play it again right now? And as long as they realize, hey, I made it through there, you know, and it was spooky, but nothing happened to me. I think it's a real tradition of telling spooky stories. And I think the ones I've made are sophisticated enough to where they'll hold the interest of even the adults. But then nobody gets hurt.
Well, when you're performing... like, what's the ratio? How do you try to balance between the silly and the fun and the spooky?
Well, it's funny you mention that because I'll look out at my audience. And if traditionally our audience is like kindergarten up through second or third grade, and a lot of these songs, I see moms come in with their little kids, and I think, I'm not going to do Ghost Tree tonight. And they will come to the CD table and... they'll purchase a CD, and as we're signing the CDs, I tell them, okay, now listen, you're going to have a kid sleeping with you tonight because some of these songs are really spooky, and it's okay, you know.
Well, Terry, you mentioned you're not a fan of scary movies.
No.
Did you have to be convinced to do this CD?
Well, Brian is the songwriter, so... you know, I give a little input every now and then, but basically the spooky CD is all his. He's done all the writing on that.
Well, Terry did sing one song on it, but as she told me, she said, I don't do spooky. And one of the only song Terry sings is Scarecrow, and it's not at all scary. There's nothing scary, though there is a poem that segues into it, and the poem is really scary. But we wrote this song with a first grade class in Van Buren. We've been doing songwriting there all this week, and last fall we did songwriting, and one of the songs was Scarecrow, and we liked it so much, and it wasn't spooky, so Terry did it on the CD.
But there it is on the CD, a song that was written with a first grade class.
First grade class.
Van Buren.
Well, I tell people they probably couldn't have written it without me, and I wouldn't have written it without them. They came up with the idea, and we talked about what a scarecrow is and what does a scarecrow do. He scares crows. Well, what is a crow? And some kids didn't know what a crow was, so it was neat. And it's a cute little song.
Well, you mentioned teaching these kids, having kind of songwriter workshops for these first graders, and you do that often at different places. Why is this something that you've kind of incorporated into your lifestyle as a musician?
Well, when I was an educator in the Little Rock School District, I was a music teacher, and songwriting was one of the things that I encouraged, and teachers would come to me and they'd say, we need a song for such an, or do you have a, I remember the first was, do you have a Martin Luther King song? Because we've got a program. And a few days later, I came back and they said, oh, this is great. Where'd you get this? And I said, well, I wrote this song. Oh, you write songs. And immediately they started coming back. Well, could you write a such and such song? Or our kids have made a play. So I used to work with students writing songs. And, you know, everybody, I love this quote. Einstein said that everyone is a genius, but if a fish is judged by how well he climbs a tree, he will spend his life believing he's stupid. Well, I can write songs, and I'm as dumb as a post in a lot of areas, but that's one thing I know I can do. And we try to encourage kids to find that thing that they really do well, and sometimes it's that little kid in the class that's just like I was. I tell teachers, I say, you know the kid that you knew his name the first day of school, and they roll their eyes. They say, yes, I know. I said, that was me when I was a kid.
Teachers knew who Brian Kinder was after the first day. Well, could we hear some?
Sure. I think I'll do Ghost Tree.
In the shadowy woods where we used to play stood a large dead hollow tree that bore the ghastly face of some tortured soul staring back at me. Stand in its mouth, the kids would dare and prove that you are brave, but I feared that tree would eat me up, and so I stayed away. They would say, the ghost tree stands there watching, its hungry mouth open wide, just waiting for some foolish child to take the dare and step inside. Well, this big kid moved into our town, a bully right from the start. I'd walk away when he'd come around, you would too, if you were smart. Then one day in the woods he jumped out and grabbed hold of me, and he picked me up and laughed and said, I'll put you in the ghost tree. The ghost tree stands there watching, its hungry mouth open wide, just waiting for some foolish child to take the dare and step inside. Well, just as we reached the ghost tree, I broke free and ran away, and that bully stood there laughing. And then I heard him say, it's just a great big hollow tree, I'm not scared like you. See, I'm stepping in its mouth. Let's see what this ghost tree will do. Whether real or just imagined, what I saw I can't forget. For suddenly the mouth of that big tree closed with a snap, and that kid was never seen again. Some say he moved away, but I believe he's in that tree until this very day. The ghost tree stands there watching, its hungry mouth open wide, just waiting for some foolish child to take the dare and step inside. Yes, the ghost tree stands there watching, its hungry mouth open wide, just waiting for some foolish child to take the dare. Will it be you? And step inside.
Brian and Terry Kinder live in Little Rock and tour schools, festivals, libraries, and other events, playing music for the whole family. Their CD release party for the new Halloween-themed CD, Spooky, is Saturday morning at 10 at the Fayetteville Public Library. The show is free and open to the public. For more information, you can go to the library's website, faylib.org. You can also find out more about Brian and Terry Kinder at their website, kindersongs.com.